Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this 21st day of July, 2023.
Fabulous Friday.
Yes.
All right. Our do not fear scripture of the day comes out of 1 Kings 17:13. 1 Kings 17:13 says, Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as I've said, and make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have, and bring it to me, and make something for yourself and your son."
Wow.
All right.
Good stuff.
What's up?
Our teaching today is 7 things about God's will for you. And we're going to start by talking about one of the most misunderstood scriptures in the Word of God. Romans 8:28. "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." During the first part of my walk with the Lord, that verse was used most often as a healing balm for the tragedies of life. Someone was killed in an automobile accident, then all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. How do you explain to a parent who had a child abducted or kidnapped that it's working to their good? How do you explain to a husband whose wife was killed by a drunk driver that it's working to his good? How do you explain to a congregation that lost its pastor to sexual sin that it's working to their good? Rather than go through a long list or discourse of bad things happening to good people being justifiable or acceptable by throwing Romans 8:28 at the problem, let me simply say that's not what that verse means. Yes, we need to find comfort in the midst of loss and tragedy, but it needs to be spiritually sound and not just something that sounds pious, but does nothing to soothe the hurting person's grief.
Yeah.
Let's look at Romans 8:29. This time, let's look at it in the context surrounding it with verses 27 through 29. This is what the Amplified Bible says. "And he who searches the hearts of men knows what's in the mind of the Holy Spirit, what his intent is, because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God in behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together." Hallelujah. All things work together. Wow. Wow.
"For those who are called."
That's it. "According to his design and purpose. For those who know whom he knew, foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. "Beforehand, he also destined them from the beginning, ordaining them to be molded into the image of his son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren."
Mm.
Wow. Good stuff, honey.
It is, honey.
Verse 27 says, "knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit, what his intent is." Do you think the intent of the Holy Spirit is to inflict pain and suffering on anyone by tragic events? Is that working toward their good? Of course not. The Holy Spirit, as the scripture says, pleads before God on behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. It is never God's will for you to live in anguish, hoping that it will work good in your life. What is God's will for your life? Here are 7 things to consider.
That's it. Number one, most important, you should be born again. Obviously, John 3:16, we know it, but it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him," listen to this, "should not perish, but have everlasting life." In 2 Peter 3:9, Classic Amplified, it says, "The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance." And number two,
you should live a holy and righteous life.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:10, New Living Translation. For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time.
Amen. Number three, we should walk in divine health. Listen, Matthew 8:16 and 17, Classic Amplified Bible says, when evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases.
Praise
God. Doesn't sound like we're supposed to be ill.
That's right. Number four, we should operate in the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. 1 Corinthians 12:7-11, Classic Amplified. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. To one is given in and through the Holy Spirit the power to speak a message of wisdom. To another, the power to express a word of knowledge and understanding according to the same Holy Spirit. To another, wonder-working faith. I like that. Wonder-working faith by the same Holy Spirit. To another, the extraordinary powers of healing by the one Spirit. Number 10, to another, the working of miracles. To another, prophetic insight, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose. To another, the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterances of true spirits and false ones. To another, various kinds of unknown tongues. To another, the ability to interpret such tongues. In verse 11, all these gifts, achievements, and abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each person individually, exactly as he chooses.
That's it. Number five, you will live a life controlled by the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-25 tells us this, and about this in the Classic Amplified it says, because it kind of amplifies these gifts of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love. First of all, love. Love, joy, which is gladness, peace, patience, meaning an even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, meaning benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meaning meekness and humility, self-control, meaning self-restraint and continence. Against such thing, there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit.
Number six, you'll live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Ephesians 5:8-10, Classic Amplified. For once you were in darkness, but now you're in the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the Spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord, and let your lives be constant proofs of what is acceptable to Him.
Most acceptable. Seven, you walk in the realm of the miraculous. That's what happens. Galatians 3:5, Classic Amplified. Then does He, God, who supplies you with His marvelous Holy Spirit, and works powerfully and miraculously among you, do so on the grounds of your doing. What the law demands, this is what your doing of the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering. Now, I'm gonna start this over, because this is very important to understand what he's saying. As he goes, do you do things by the law, Or do you do things by the good news in Christ Jesus? Then he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you, do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the messages that you heard. Point being is that we are led by the Holy Spirit. The list could go on, really. We can know that all things are working together for good when we are manifesting the things that he created and preordained for us. When we live our lives in such a way that we're fulfilling our destiny and glorifying God, then truly we are called according to his purpose.
The key to all things working together for good is found in Romans 12:2, New Living Translation, where it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Mm. Hallelujah. That makes you want to just shout hallelujah and go glory to God.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is bad things do happen to good people.
It does. But they do.
It's not because God has ordained something bad, but he will bring us through it. Time does not heal all wounds. God is the only one who can heal our wounds.
Say that again.
Time is not necessarily the healer of all wounds. I said God is the one who heals our wounds.
Even though people often say time heals all wounds.
That's true.
Not true. So people say it, but that make it true.
There you go.
Well, hallelujah and amen.
Ooh, have a fabulous Friday.
Absolutely. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.